What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. It is Friday. It is noon central time. Time for Cars on the Move, connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. And we have a couple special guests today. We're really excited. We have Will Morris, Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, and Travis Wise of Dealers Link are going to join us live. We're going to check in with Ty here in a second. Please do remember to leave a like. You can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. This is a cool show today because, and jump in the live chat if you get the chance. Oh, wait, we got a hey buddy here. Ty is live. Oh, no, we don't. Okay, so Ty is going to be ready in a minute. But what we're doing today is we're talking about used car inventory, dealers, auctions. There's a lot of, well, I don't know if it's speculation. There's a lot of data in the marketplace talking about what to expect. If you are, you know, acquiring inventory has changed, and for logistics, that means delivering inventory to those that need it has changed. Your business model has changed. You're picking up and delivering in places that you hadn't before, and the volume that you're picking up and delivering has changed. Anyways, that's part of what we're talking about today. So let's check in with Ty. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah. Do I get the mute off? Can you hear me now?
You're good. Mic check. Right, I ran into three.
Oh. Yeah, I'm at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Missouri, right? See the sign?
Yeah.
And we got Doug Dahl, Steve, assistant general manager, favorite auction to hang out at. I just ran across the arbitration guy, and I'm sorry I forgot his name, but this week was a two-day sale. So over 1,200 cars, over, I think 70%, something like that. Don't hold me to that. He was running and I was running. So definitely a great sale and definitely got volume here at America's Kansas City. And I've been thinking about it, you know, these auctions go out of their way to get cars here and to clean them up and to make them work and sell and get them out the gate. So I'm really excited about today with Dealers Link. Lunch break's coming up. So now's a good time to bring everybody
okay,
in.
Okay, let's do that. All right, so here we go. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Please do help me wish a warm welcome. Let's bring in our friends Will Morris and Travis Wise. Will Morris is with Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. Travis Wise is with Dealers Link. I think this is Travis's first time on ATI. Will is a friend of the show. So we'll start with introductions with Will. Will, can you see me and hear me okay?
I'm here. Got to just make sure that we're connected here. But yep, we got you 10 pounds. Yep.
Mic check 1, 2, 3. Good. All right. Hey, Will, go ahead and say hello again. Tell us who you are before we get started today.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I was saying before, bright sunny day. Will Morris calling from North Central Connecticut in beautiful Suffield, Connecticut. My remote office for Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, Peabody, Massachusetts. But I'm working for my home office today in Connecticut. I want to say hello to everybody. Gentlemen, thank you for the invite.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Travis, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me and see me okay?
We can hear you. We can see you. Please say hello and tell us a bit more about you.
Yeah. Hey, hello, everyone. Jay, Ty, thank you for having me. This is a pleasure. This is exciting. I love doing this kind of stuff. I've been in the car business for, all my adult life, 30 plus years here. And I've been in Dealers Link for, 17, 18 years, one of the founders, and just love the auto industry. I'm a dealer advocate. I want to see the industry succeed. I want to see the franchises live and thrive, and I want to see them profitable. And my uber specialty is used cars. So that's the realm I live in is used cars, baby.
Perfect. Perfect. That's why we're here. All right. So who wants to kick it off? Ty, do you have something to say? Oh, and you're on courtesy mute. Thank you for that because of lunch. Lunch is noisy. Yeah.
Yeah. How's that? Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Yep. No, I don't. What I was going to say was now might be a good time to show that slide. That slide that we shared the other day. Remember it?
Yeah. So
watch these two guys, Will, and watch Will and Travis when they see this slide.
Okay.
Till you read that article.
Yeah, we're going to get to that article too.
Oh, yeah, okay,
so this slide here, this is the one.
Yeah,
there we go.
Have you guys seen this yet?
Yeah, yep.
Explain it to me.
Yep. All right, so I'm just going to read it. Fascinating chart shows estimated decline in used car supply we're about to experience. And in this graph, based on data, and I think J.D. Power was mentioned, diminished used supply is going down. Who wants to explain what's happening here?
Well, is anybody, you see those the cell phone commercials with Ted Danson in them, right? I'm poking a little fun at this, right? Because this is serious business. But it's like Ty said, explain that graph to me. It's like, well, the bars on the left are darker than the ones on the right. That's like the Ted Danson thing with the cell phone covers,
yeah,
right?
Dude. You know? Love it.
All right. So trawl that right off. Somebody scissors that right off the top. Okay. Get on the phone and call the people who bought cars in 2017, 18, and 19 and pull those cars off the road. That's what that tells me.
Wow.
I mean, I don't, right, it's too over, too oversimplified, right?
Too oversimplified.
Yeah, there are a lot of cars out there. People still have that much space in their payment book. Those cars have 35, 40, 50,000 miles on them. Stop in front of them in the street, flag them down, have a checkbook ready.
That's funny.
Those cars are for sale.
I think there's also a dilemma on that, Will, is now I have my dealer shopping, and it used to be a 100,000 mile vehicle was like taboo, weird. 120, it's almost dead. 140, you get a casket for that thing, man. It's dying. It needs to go to salvage. And now I get them looking in there, and they're like, oh, look at this Dodge truck. Well, it's got the right miles. It's only about 120,000. I could still get it financed for 72 months with 120,000 miles on a gasser. Like,
I listen, 100%.
It's like, whoa.
And if you buy that car and you get it back to your shop and you hate it, okay, put it on a truck, send it out to Kansas City Americas. They're going to sell 80% of them the first time across the block. Don't be afraid to buy some wholesale market right now, right?
Absolutely.
Because the margins are there. I think this is real, right? And if you read those Wall Street articles, you'll get spooked. And there's big macro things going on in the economy. I'm not that smart, and I've only been doing this about as long as Travis has, right? All I know is that if you're resilient right now and you're not afraid of the dark, there are a lot of opportunities out there, both wholesale and retail.
And retail. So, hey, throw up that image I just sent over there in the chat. Could you pop that image up in the chat real quick?
Should we screen it?
There we go.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to pull up. I didn't search hard. I didn't do anything. This is what these cars are going to book for from April, going into May. Okay. So you could see on the right that it's in the green because those vehicles are going up in value from this month's finance advance to next month's finance advance for $2,000-$3,000. All right. So we look at that decline in that chart that you just had up there and it's going to poo. I don't want to beat my chest, but everybody, when they were in the pandemic and the car shortages and the chips and all of the lumber and the lies and all the bullshit, I said, this is going to cost us for the next 5 years. And people are like, oh, we're 6 months away from being out of this window. We're a year away. We're this 18 months. You think this is going to go on for 18 months? I think that chart's right. It's projecting car shortages all the way out into 2025 because, you know, it's all about playing chess and figuring out the future. Because if you can predict the future, you can make more money than any other man alive. All right. So when you know the interest rates are high, vehicles are going up in value, the supply and demand shortening, the rental car companies can't facilitate, the leases are in trash, the cost of shipping's going up. I mean, isn't that what this is a big conversation about? Yeah. I used to be able to get a car shipped from coast to coast for $1,000.
Right.
Yeah. Like, no problem. Now that's like $3,000.
Right. And we were mentioning looking out the window. These trees in New England are budding. You know what that means? The snowbirds are starting to come back. And you want to move a car out of Florida back up to the Northeast right now? Guess what? Set your sights a little higher and adjust your bids accordingly because you're gonna feel the effect. Hey, it's just the opposite way heading from the north down south now because these guys don't want to deadhead back down south, Ty, do they? Right. So you can pick up a load of stuff in New Jersey and get them down to Ocala. Or get them down to Manheim, Atlanta, or get them to America's Moody for a better rate. So it's just like that graph that we look. Everything can be troweled off. You can level this stuff off, but you got to have your feet in the mud. You got to have some dirt under your fingernails to know what's going on right now in this market. There's still plenty of opportunity.
I agree with that, Will. I call it panning for gold. You know, everybody. If you look at miners, you know, mm-hmm. my my ex-father-in-law, he was a superintendent of a coal mine, and they knew every day that they went to work to get the coal, they would have to dig deeper. All right. So we have, in the car business, we have mined up so much gold so easily that now you have to go and you remove more overburden to get to that gold, to get to that coal, to get to the profit on the car deal. Everybody's a little bit spoiled. Like, let's just get real. You know, the banks were buying deep at 150-180%, and they're giving 72 months on a 150,000-mile vehicle and all this crazy stuff. So it really got easy for a lot of us in the car business. Like, things got simple. Well, now we're going to have to start breaking up the rocks and get the mallets back out and do some manual labor to get this done. And it's going to show who has the salt and who doesn't. It really is.
So that was, we were just left to Auto Intel Summit in Raleigh and saw Ty down there. That was a part of that was discussed. That was, throughout the 2.5-3 days, Ty, right? It was, and your analogy is a lot closer to the ground, pun intended, where it needs to be, because some of the conversations that are happening at that level, and I get it, these are CEOs and people that are running big companies are smarter than I am, right? But there just seems to be a little disconnect in there, because panning for gold or digging for anthracite or getting your fingers dirty, I think that's the application that needs to be put in place right now. The lofty CEO stuff is very, very important. I'm not poo-pooing that, right? Those men and women have to run these industries, right? They've got to set these parameters, but you still need ditch diggers, and that's what it comes down to. And we're getting into that market. That Wall Street Journal article is a little gray if you let it get to you. But the reality is you've got to be aware of what's going on in the market, because the next 6 to 12 to 8 months, they're going to be a little challenging. So you got to remember how to be able to dig the ditch yourself is what we're, I think we both agree on that.
So I agree on that. These guys have quit being car dealers, a bunch of them, and they forgot that, anyways.
My father's gone, but he used to say that he'd say, world loves ditch. World always needs ditch diggers, right? So for ditch diggers needed coming up. So yeah,
you were talking about the article. All right, so we had that Wall Street article up there. We looked at that graph. We have a video coming up as well. But before we do, when you talked about Auto Intel Summit, Will, you said something interesting about, you were talking about NADA, Used Car Week, Car Auto Intel Summit. Will you continue what you were saying with that?
Well, I mean, if you, first of all, there's a little fatigue from all of that. And if you went and redid your notes, you say, wait a minute, is that the note from Used Car Week, or was that from NADA, or was that from CAR? Very much similar. One thing that stood out, and I don't know if we're going to talk about it today, we don't necessarily, and Travis would have the data, I don't. But geez, can everybody please stop talking about EVs? What is it, Travis, 6-8% of the market right now? But everybody and their brothers enamored with EVs, right? I get it.
And all of our customers are pissed about them.
Here's the other one that came out of Auto Intel. And I rubbing my temples when I left, and I turned to some of our colleagues in the room and I said, did you get that? One of the global accountants and consultants on the globe was talking about the metaverse in car dealerships. And how are you going to hang a number on 108,000-mile 2018 Traverse with paintwork through the metaverse? I don't know yet. I think it's coming. But you see, we're talking about the disconnect there, Jay. So really, when you leave Auto Intel, yes, you come out a smarter guy, but you're also scratching your head. And I don't think we've solved for EVs yet. And Travis and I are trying to hang numbers on cars today with the tools that we have, including dirty finger technique, right? So I think we got to be there closer to the rail the next 6 to 8 months than we've been in a long time.
And that's why I like
really coming out of that post-pandemic recovery and the incredible profitability these new car stores have had. We're still sitting on that money.
And this is why we like to hammer, even though, it's interesting, we say we have roots in transportation and logistics, and we talk automotive business, but it's those roots that are often most relevant to what's happening rather than high level EV and metaverse. I'm not saying it doesn't have a place, but if you really want to talk about brass tacks and money, transportation and logistics needs to be part of that conversation.
So, and I think that's kind of where we got a little off the rails here, because we're talking about how to acquire cars, really. It's like, where are you going to go to get cars right now, right? And you've got to equate all these things into it. So Dealer's Link, which is an incredible tool, and it gives the guys, it's like those guardrails. I think it's a lot closer to the ground than some of the other ones are, right? So you rely on that, you rely on the digitization, right? And then you rely on the load boards. And Ty, we talked about those. There's a lot of discussion about brokerage and load boards and so forth, right? And the guy, Ty hammered on and really touched on, and that was a great discussion that he had in one of those panels. Ty was a panelist on kind of the challenges facing the auctions. I think that was at the panel, or was it the transportation panel? And he was looking for a volunteer in the room, and lo and behold, a guy back in the room, and he was back there. He's a used car dealer from North Carolina. He had 7 used car locations. And what did he say? Travis, this guy has to go out 400 miles plus to 14 or 15 different auctions, brick and mortar and digital, to fuel 7 stores worth of inventory right now. And it's a challenge for him, logistics being a big part of that.
I could guess really that guy right here, from all of the scope of what I deal with and the scope of groups that I deal with, if he's got 7 used cars and he's got 70 to 100 units per lot, he's probably got 8 to 10 buyers perpetually grinding to buy cars, just to buy cars. And then probably 3 to 4 of those buyers are logistics specialists that know how to get a damn car moved around the country. You know, it's real funny. The simplest way to get a car moved that we've figured out is always to give grandpa a sandwich, you know, and he's retired, and let him try and drive across the country with the car. And you know, that comes with a lot more risk than you know, somebody blowing a tire on a truck on I-25 and needing a service tow to get the batch of cars coming down the highway again. And there's no real way to track him. I mean, you're gonna inject a tracking beacon in Grandpa's arm so you know exactly where he's at with the car, if he's taking a nap or what's going on. So I think that the logistics piece is so overlooked. You know, inside of our tool, we have a place where you can buy a car and then put that zip code in and just shop all the cars around it to try and build a load. And that's what these guys need. That's what the transporters need. And that's some of that groundbreaking, breaking up the dirt clods, mining it a little bit harder, is once you can buy a car in one location, you need the tools and facilitation to be able to fill the truck. Because there's a better price when you have a truckload. There's a better opportunity when the guy doesn't have to go 400 miles out of his way to get this one, 210 miles out of his way to get that one, and then another 400 to go get this one while he's trying to drop cars off in between. That's psychotic.
Yeah.
You know, it's psychotic.
We talk about that a lot. And going back, Jay and Ty, we did a show maybe a year and a half ago, right? And we were talking just about that. I call it the fragmentation of the industry. ACV, backlot cars, E-block, all great new tools to the industry, right? The collateral consequence has been that if you're a buyer, and let's stay on this guy in the Carolinas who's buying for 7 stores, right? And they're a disciplined buyer. They know what they're doing. Unintentionally, or the collateral consequence is he paid too much attention to the data, if you will, bought a car that fit the matrix way out there. Now he can't move it. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden that car is 14, 18 days old and he hasn't even put a wrench on it because he didn't have a logistical partner.
That's right.
In that one. So there's there's still a little bit of a disconnect there. And I joke about it. It is fun. I've got personal friends of mine that are buddies, and you know, drinking Coors Light at night, and they're on one of the digital auctions. Hey, that car was cheap. He reaches out to Missouri.
Yeah, it's a steal, man.
I robbed that car.
Where is it?
Hey, Will, what's this going to cost me to ship? And I'm like, more than you paid for the car, you dummy. But we'll go get it for you. Exactly. Leave it out there. Leave it out there. I'll just send it to America.
Wait, what? It can be more than a couple $100, right?
Right, but here's where I'm talking. Travis, this question is for you, right? Travis, does a dealer honestly keep track of his transportation costs and the time to get it to the store?
Some do, some don't. You know, what's funny is a lot of them like to weigh the car as ownership when it hits the ground. Like, okay, once the car's here, it's one day in inventory, when actually their money has been out on that car for 2 weeks. you know, and that's been held up and this going through this gate, getting hauled here, dropped there, picked up here, and then final destination. So the answer is no. No, a large portion of them count it when it hits the ground.
Right. So the guy in the audience, like I'm calling the guy out. We're sitting there live on the panel. I'm like, who ships cars around here? No brokers. No, it's three guys raise their hand. The one in the middle that Will's talking about. So I'm like, okay, that's great. Can you tell me your average time to line from the time you bought it to the time you, I swear these guys are programmed to say 7 or 8 days. Right. And I know that's bull crap. Every one of them says this, 7, 8 days. I'm like, no, I don't think
about
so.
A week.
About a week.
About a week. I love that one.
A week. And if you get a little further into the weeds on this, the conversations I'm having with dealer principals are when I'm pitching them and saying, hey, you should use us to move cars. I'm going to be a little more expensive. And then they say, well, good. I'm glad to hear you say that because I've got 80, bring up Travis's slide again, $60,000, $80,000, $90,000 SUVs sitting out there. And my buyer's trying to save $100 to ship it in. I've got 90 grand sitting on a tarmac down in Florida. Get the goddamn car to me. I don't care what, you know, they'll pay to have the car.
Travis's chart.
They'll pay to have that car. No, Travis's chart. Yeah, they'll pay to have that $80,000 Denali shipped in. Why would you leave $80,000 sitting out on the street? It's going to cost you $1,100 to get that car to come north right now because of the snowbird rates. That's what it is. You want to keep it on. You want to keep it on a load. Yeah, you want to keep it on a load board for 800. Car's not moving.
Hey, Will, you'll love this. I just sent another image. This is from Montana to Vermont.
Woo! No, I know that Vermont lane.
I thought you would like this.
Yep.
Estimated price.
Whoa!
$3,313.
Wow!
You're running through the trees. You're running through the trees.
Oh my God!
Here, send me that one offline. I'll beat that one.
Quote? Are you ready to give me a better quote? I need a better quote.
Right now, a carrier's like, I'm ready. I'm down the street.
Hey, well, put this one on Tuesday night when you do your trivia your trivia question. What's the cost to move a car from Colorado or from Missouri? Where is that car?
Dude, everybody would be crawling out of the woodwork to haul cars.
Montana to Vermont, I believe. 2,177 miles is all.
Everybody will be light on that one. They'll all put it in at $2,300. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the car will never show up, and it'll take 900 days to get here because there's not enough money in the deal to ship the car. Nobody wants to take the pull. I get it.
Book it, and then he'll have a dinner, and he'll wait a couple days. Listen, no problem. I'll be there. I'll drive straight through. I won't turn my ELD on. You never know what happens.
So
he shot a pool, got drunk, and woke up the next day.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no algorithm that's going to cure a driver stopping at the bar, getting hung over, and not showing up for 2 days.
Now, I mean, fair enough.
Guy to death.
Right now, there's a carrier like, I object to this line of questioning. The problem is that we all have somebody, there's always somebody on the bench messing it up for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And I say this every show. We hear about greedy brokers or cheap dealers or, you know, messed up hungover carriers. It goes, you know, everybody plays a piece.
Everybody got it.
In fact, this is the perfect time.
I got drunk last night, guys. Exactly. I was slow this morning.
Hey, this is the perfect time to roll the video. Who wants to watch this?
Oh, no.
Fantastic. Oh, no. This is, you talk about bad apples.
Was that a chair he threw?
Oh, that was a right hand right there. Boom,
there's two of them swinging on the one guy. What's up with that?
I saw this the other day, and I'm just like, oh, my God, that poor dealer principal.
Stinking dispatchers.
This was a fight over somebody ACV'd a car.
Get your appraisal.
$120 too much. Yeah, they put $120 too much.
What I like to say right here, guys, is if you think as a vendor, a transport guy, that you're going to be treated any different than this, you need to watch this like 400 times. Because as a vendor, this is, they're part of themselves, right? This is These guys always are going at it 24/7. So why do you think you're different?
This is a dealership during the day. They're open, right? There's customers here, right?
First choice. How you doing? First choice. Come here. Say hi to my buddy Jet. Look, there's Jet.
I don't see any beer in that video.
It's really hard. Is it half salesman? I don't know what was going on there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it doesn't matter. But
it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying,
but
if you think
there's
bad
apples
everywhere,
they're going to
treat you different.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, you know,
you
that
think
actually
you can show up late.
that actually is tough to watch. You know, and things we have to understand, guys, that in our dealerships, things are tight right now. The dealers are coming off incredible. I mean, historic profitability that they've never seen before, and the light switch to an extent had been shut off. Okay, and. And those that are most adept, and we can go back on the analogies, Travis, that we used before, mining coal, are going to be fine. I don't know if those guys are mining coal in that Toyota store. It looks to me like they don't have a cohesive team there, right?
Well, and so, actually, the girl shooting the video, she said, who's in charge here? I found that really insightful.
Right, right. Well, that's an issue. And my guess would be that they don't know what it costs to ship a car. They might not know how to book a car to ACV at that store because everybody's going off on the handle. And again, that's tough to see. And we talked about like professionalizing the transport business. Yeah. Remember when we were talking about those things, you know, all of these things need to happen. And if we can all get those, like the four of us, you know, can we get these stars lined up on getting a car booked properly, appraised on the money properly, and then quoted properly? So, you know, really what it's going to cost in days to deliver. Then we're getting that thing a little closer to line. Incidences like that don't happen in the dealership. I know that's a big bridge to connect there. But that could have been something like that. Well, you put what on that car? You did
so
what?
Exactly. What do you think they? Anybody have any insight into what they might have been arguing about?
It probably time off or money.
Yeah,
money.
Changing time off or money. By his pay plan changed. Yep.
I mean, there's two things in the car business that really motivate guys: paid time off and money. You know, plastic and wood is nice. The gold star on the board, the Starbucks card, the free DVD player, that's all great. But we all want paid to do nothing, and we all want to make more money. And that's just human nature. That's in the car business, and the competitive nature of it brings that to the surface. And they will choke each other out for more money or more time or power in this industry. And it's huge. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against it. But you asked a question, and I just thought I'd be authentic.
I appreciate that. Ty, you were going to say something.
Well, I don't remember now, but I do know. See, we keep talking about this, and this is the point. And I'm looking at Travis again. I'm saying, okay, what are you seeing in the dealerships? Well, he just told us what he's seeing in the dealerships. All right, cool. What are we going to look at next? How are we going to get through this? What are you seeing, Travis, and what are you telling your clients? Obviously, you're telling
this.
You guys have made it too easy. You guys have had it too good for too long. Now, what are you going to do?
Now it's you got to buckle down. You really have to buckle down. You have to go the extra mile. You have to buy that extra car. You need to walk that car a little harder with your customer. You need to have an appraisal process. Like, we have a couple tools that we've implemented immediately, Ty. It's a great question. And what we do is we do an evaluation boost or a devaluation. So we have a document, a process that you can go out and build value on your car, that every salesman has that opportunity to build value on the car better. The money is made in the car business on the walk around when it gets sold to the customer. So that starts online. So you need to be super good online. You need to be in the car right. You need to build value with the customer in a way that's effective, to where you can get them to spend a little bit more money and a little bit more time with you. You need to devaluate the trade as best you can, not steal it, but devalue it to what it is so that you can bring it in a profitable spot for your store and in the industry right now. And for the love of God, Ty, don't let them stop buying and selling cars. I mean, these guys, it's like Will said, they're afraid of the damn dark. They look at the car, they're like, okay, the market's gone up, I'm not paying that. It's like, okay, then you're never going to get a nicer house because the damn houses cost more today. The market went up. You can't buy. I can't buy because the market went up. Well, the finance advance went up. Just keep being a damn car dealer and buy and sell cars and turn them quick. The live market's about 17 days right now. So sell your cars quicker than 17 days, I mean, it's if you're a wholesaler, it's
You
7 to 10 days.
said it. On the internet stuff, that, right, that's the word. You can't, don't lose leads, don't miss internet stuff. Pay attention to what is
Pay
happening.
attention.
Yeah.
And listen, and I echo
It's not all
absolutely.
about the curb.
I echo exactly what Travis is saying. We're still lucky enough to have a resource up here. His name is Jerry Rome, and he's a Teterboro. He's a Jerome Ave age guy. He's been around for a long time. And Jerry said years ago, in markets like this, don't be afraid to buy a few more cars. And if you make a mistake or two, that's okay. That means you're buying enough cars, right? So right now, dig in. Mine some of that wholesale gold that we were talking about. Even if you got to go acquire a car that you think historically doesn't fit into your bucket because it's that 110,000 mile car, there's wholesale margin on those cars right now, including retail. So, as far as like advice that we're giving to our customers, because I think that's a fair question, right? And what we like to say at Pre-Owned Logistics is have a truck in front of your next move. Okay. Call us, right? Have an account
Smart.
manager. I can introduce you to Kevin
Predictive
Lombardi.
transportation.
I can introduce you to Jake Close. I can introduce you to Tim Stanton or Ralph LaRosa. Let us give you an account manager. Have that in place. Now you've got a truck in front of your next move. Have at it. Go about your business. Buy a car. Call us. We've
That's
already got a truck
smart.
lined up for you. So
Smart.
Let's call
Well,
him a
what?
shipping advocate because he's on your team.
Part of your
There you
team. It's
go.
part of your process. Put a
A
truck in front of your
partner.
next move. Yep.
That's so what's funny is back before all this technology, what I would do on Mondays, because I figured out there's not an auction on a Monday. So as a transport guy, every Monday, I would literally hop in the car and hit every dealer I could find all day long. What are you doing this week? Where are you going? Right? So today's I mean, this is what Will's talking about. Now, back to what Travis said about dealers and what are you telling your dealer today? So here's Will and I think we're probably gonna agree on this. I'm talking to carriers and they're asking me what's going on. I'm saying, well, first of all, you better get rid of anything you're not using, right? If you're not using it, time to get rid of it. Let's get clean, let's get lean. We don't need expenses that we're not touching, right? So I'm telling my guys when I'm talking to them, slow down just a little bit. Let's see where this market goes. What do you think, Will?
We talked about that recently. We were saying waiting for that shuttle just the other day, and then Dana was, and Jeremy was in the van. We talked about those things. And it's a good time to retool your shop right now, right? Because when you see macro shifts in the economy like this, or in our industry specifically, take advantage. It's a good time. There's a lot less risk, right? You're already into the turn, right? You're bumping against the rocks, and it straightens itself back out, going down the road a little bit. You really can't make a mistake right now. Is there a risk involved with it? There's risk when you got up out of the bed this morning. Okay. I think taking calculated risks that you're talking about, enhancing the size of your fleet or defleeting in this market right now because of the geographic differences that exist. If we look to book that Tahoe that we're talking about, I'm seeing two-wheel drive rendezvous, Traverses, and Acadias. Okay. Older ones with over 100,000 miles, they're all moving to the Midwest right now. Okay. You got to know that stuff. That's happening right now in the turn of the market. So you just have to be up and current with these things. I think you got to be in the auction lanes. I think you got to be in pocket digitally and paying attention to all of this. So,
well, I want to throw in a psychological shift that really needs to happen at the store level. And the whole thing is the guys that have been, this is gambling. Let's talk about it. It's real. You get a car, you make a bet on it. You hope you win. It is what it is. Okay. So you always put your money on the table, right? To gamble, you put your money in. So you go in, you're playing and you're winning, 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 winning. And you're stacking your money and you're putting it in your pocket. You're not leaving it in a pile on the table. You're putting it in your pocket, right?
Oh.
Simple enough. All right. So at some point, the house is going to take the damn money. And this is the same thing you need to realize in the car business. So at some point you're going to lose. Like, I've got a guy I know, he'll buy 100 cars and 10 of them will be turds. He'll make three, four, 5 grand on 90 of them, and he'll lose three, four, 5 grand on 10 of them. All right. So that's great. You know, that's wonderful. But the psychology is right now is they want to hold on to it because they can't lose. They don't want to move the money. They don't, you know, they want to leave that money on the table and never actually apply it as a bet anymore and never take a risk with it again because the risk is too high. You know, you just move from a $5 table to a $25 table to a $500 table. Now, all of a sudden, you don't really want to double down, even if it looks good, you know, and we just need to change the psychology that they get back to betting, that they get back to being exactly what they are as car dealers. And that's the deal is you're going to lose when the tables change and the card deck runs short or all the aces are played or however you want to analogize it or say it. You're going to take a bite. Like, you can't be 100%. I mean, in my business, all of my customers look at me to be 100%. I mean, and I get it. And I look at my vendors to be 100%. Like, don't mess up, man. You know, I want to keep paying you. Don't mess up. And the dealer feels the same way about his used car manager, his buyer, his appraiser, his salesman. You know, I'm going to pay you. Don't mess up. Your transporter. Don't mess up. You know, everybody wants the don't mess up and they want instant satisfaction right now with a no mistake situation. And I want nothing but profit. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's not realistic. I know we've provided it before. We pulled it off before, but it's not a sustainable, realistic venture into a car business. Take a goddamn risk and keep being a car dealer. That's what they need to hear.
Yep. There we go.
Wow.
That's great.
Sorry about that.
That was a mic drop.
No.
That was awesome.
I'll put my soapbox away now.
Yeah,
incredible commentary. This was a great show. I hate to say it that way because we're near the end of our time. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to make sure you say?
I love you, car dealerships.
Yeah, I'll ditto that. And I would say that, you know, don't be afraid right now. You know, pick up the phone, call a colleague, right? Talk yourself off the cliff, right? You've got resources, right?
Call
a friend, right? Because you're trading cars with a guy. Maybe you do new car swaps. You know, I see the Hoffmans always trading cars with the Chambers stores. They're actually competitors. But guess what? Those two competitors are navigating the market in the same time. Right. So they've learned to say, you know what, two is better than one right now. I think that's good advice in this next. I think what, Travis, next 18 to 24 months, some of these analysts. And again, we're talking about guys up here. Right. They've got degrees and initials after their names. They are smart guys. And this could be 2026 guys. Right. So we've got a little unpaved surface to go over. Don't be afraid to lock arms and collaborate a little bit more with some of our colleagues. Let's work together.
So good. We'll be a community.
Yep. Yep.
You know, these restaurants, they'll close their doors to let another restaurant serve breakfast so they both sustain.
Yep.
Think about that. Be a community. You know, all these guys regulate the price of gas together on one website. You're like, the hell do these guys change their price all at the same time?
Right, exactly.
What the hell? It's not
all right, price changers outside now. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Be a community.
That's right. That is a beautiful way to end on this nice Friday as we move into springtime. Before we let this gentleman go, Ty, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Otherwise, nothing other than the normal. You know, every show, I'm like, thank you so much for your time.
Wow.
Thank you for your participation, your insights, your knowledge, your wisdom. I mean, we're blessed to have guys like this on the show that have years of advance over me. And dealers come on. So thank you, guys. It means the world to Jay and I. It really does.
Ty, walk out to the soul pile out there and find me a front-wheel drive Chevy Traverse LS. And look, see if there's a bumper sticker on the back.
I'm glad I got to meet you in this interaction.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no,
yes.
Clearly a sharp cat, man.
Another
really nice
great connection
you,
made on ATI Live. Yeah, Will and Travis. We knew the two of you together, it was going to be a shootout.
Boom, awesome. Look at this. Right there.
Well, I need a better quote on that shipping rate.
I'm not kidding. Well, no, let's talk about that one. I'll quote it to you. And if I'm high, I'm high. If I'm low, I'll move it. You know, there we go.
Will, are you paying attention?
Well, yeah, but that's an older style.
420 was yesterday, Will. You can't be high today. 420 was yesterday, buddy.
Yeah, bada bing, right? Yeah, I see it. I see it. I want to see.
Want one with higher miles?
Is that yours? I want an older one. No, I want like a 2012, 13 with a little rusted rocker.
Go Fish.
Then I know.
Come on,
then I know it came out of Vermont. Yeah.
Here you go. Here's an 11 Explorer. Well,
nice. There we go.
It got to be.
By the way, the
rare
idea.
Bird if it's rare bird, if it's not all wheel drive or 4x4.
Travis,
but, you know,
with your Travis,
yep.
with your buyers and knowing logistics. Now there's a show, dude.
Yeah.
Buyers and buyers that know logistics. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Exactly. Roll camera. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, they had
cool.
the, this
that
was their
awesome.
This was their 2-day sale this week. They do it every, I don't know, once a month, and they had a bunch of cars. Can you guys see how full the lot is?
Yeah, we're looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a
that's
few.
That's amazing. I mean, I love this auction, by the way, if you didn't know. It's one of my favorite. Here's a Equinox 15. That's too new, right? Hey, there's your Rendezvous. Remember the old Rendezvous?
Hell yes.
Look at that bad boy.
Yep, still running, right? Now, listen, you're 2 for 2. Now find me a Pontiac Aztec. If you can find an Aztec, I'm impressed.
Aztec, oh my gosh. Yeah, I bet I could if I had a little more time. But here's a... No, that's an Equinox. Here's a... Yeah, they got... Look at the Equinox with 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah, that's listen. That's what's going on in the Midwest. That's low miles out there in New England, yeah. right? That oh my God, the guys shiver when they see 100,000 mile Equinox. That's good merchandise. Get it on a truck. Get it out there.
Midwest. We just drive it. That's what we do.
Yep. So.
Good show, guys. I appreciate
good
boys.
You. Thank you. Everybody have a safe weekend. Be safe out there.
That was amazing.
Right,
yeah.
You
thank
Thanks,
you so
Travis.
Much, Will. Have a great one. Thank
see
you, Travis.
Thanks, Will.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, gentlemen. Let's see here. Okay, so we got Tuesday night we have Kelly Bianchi. We're gonna keep the auction used inventory train rolling with Kelly Bianchi, of Auction E-Commerce, Kerry Rotunda of America's Auto Auction Erie. You're in America's Auto Auction Kansas City. And then we're also gonna meet part of Kerry's team. We'll learn more about them and how Auction V Commerce is helping a physical auction do better in a digital world. So it's pretty cool.
Good.
That's
how are you?
Tuesday
Kerry
night,
and
so.
Wayne. Here's Kerry and Wayne. This is Wayne. Wayne's my favorite.
Hey, what's
Wayne
up, Wayne?
You
how
run
you doing?
The whole operations on the outside.
Yeah,
right? Check in.
Yep, check in and all
check
that.
Check in, check out.
Yep,
that's all
in,
on you.
Check out. Yep.
This week we had 2-day sale.
Yes.
And it was good.
Yes, sir.
From what I heard.
Yeah,
a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm. 1,500 cars.
1,500?
Yep. We sold 1,066.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yep.
What is that? Like 70? No, that's pushing
right 70%.
70,
it,
yeah. That's awesome.
A week.
Inventory coming in? Still coming in good?
Inventory's coming in heavy still. We're
seeing more repos? What are you seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing more repos. We're averaging checking in about 200 cars a day.
Uh-huh.
Exiting about 250 to 300.
Hold on a minute. Where's Jay? Jay, where are you at?
Check. Right here.
There you are.
I got you.
Okay. Sorry. What was that last
go.
Part?
We check in about 200 cars a day, if not more.
Wow.
Wednesday, we checked in 263.
Wow.
Tuesday was 245, and Monday was 2 something.
I love this auction, by the way. And you've been here a while, too, right?
Yeah, I've been here 6 years this July.
6 years, yes. See, that's what I love. I met a guy, Jeff, last week. Detail guy.
Yes.
6 years.
Yes.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that says a lot about the culture.
Yes, yes.
I mean, if you didn't like your job, you wouldn't be here for 6 years.
Nope.
Because you got a hard job. Mm-hmm. People don't know that.
Yep.
There's a lot going on at that gate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, trying to put together an event for carriers and repos to come here for just a day.
Yeah.
And show them the process so they understand and
Absolutely.
Know how to get along better with you and make your job a little easier.
Yep, yep.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be fantastic.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
good
you,
to
buddy.
See you. Appreciate
awesome.
You.
Thanks, Wayne. Awesome.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah, man. Yeah, keep Wayne. On keep guy. On that that live event train.
I'm
It'd
working
so cool.
on it. I'm
oh,
working
I know.
On it.
And, you if know I what?
Together,
it's
going
to happen. You know, it's neat. Listen,
whoa.
We already know. Look at where we are right now. We know these things are going to happen. So we'll just enjoy the ride and keep on working hard
to get
That's
there. Yeah. By the way, here's, you know, that Wayne we just met. This is check out, check in, right?
Yeah. Check out, check
this
in. What, That's
this
right.
is Guard Shack City. Guard Shack City. This is where I say, go sit at the Guard Shack and listen to the complaints of everybody. And that's how you win the hearts of the people right here. Go. If you guys are having problems in life, you big corporate people, your big C's, C-suites, go spend the day right here. Go spend a day here. You'll figure it out. Talk to everybody that comes in, everybody that goes out. No joke. I do it. And I'm telling you, I know what the points are.
Well, could you set up a table with some food and waters? What would you do?
Change my mind, one of those. No, go to work. Put on your shoes and your vests and get out there and do
it. Okay, and help them. All right.
Baby. Golly, you guys talk about your technology and how awesome life.
Take off the Italian loafers, put on some sneakers.
Yeah, right? Go hang out with the real people doing the real work.
Get ready to get in there. What were you doing? You were you were cutting a zip tie to get the keys off the thing or whatever, and do some of that.
Yeah, you got to get that done every time. Watch the process.
Yeah,
follow
watch
the process.
I love it, man.
All
that's
right.
it.
That's what we do here at ATI.
Like
if you can't do it, we will.
On
hey.
Fire.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. If you need
anything, great job this week.
483-2764. Call Ty.
417-483-2764. Call Ty. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it was a great week. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, good job. Really good job this week. One more round of applause for all of your hard work. You were killing it this week. So, and you know what? We did week after week, man, so much is happening. So I'll see you Monday.
So fast. Yeah. Do we have a meeting after this?
We have our 1 o'clock moved. Let me see. Oh, we have a 2 o'clock. We have a 2 o'clock. We're going to talk to the Repo Bunch Gang.
Okay, great. All
if you're, but if you're not, either way, really, whatever's going on.
No, I'll be around.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy. Appreciate
you. Thanks, man.
Bye.
See ya. All right, and Ty is out of here while he's on to the next thing. He's probably going to get another phone call here in 5 minutes. It's amazing. When he looks at the camera and he's like, oh, hang on, it's another phone call. People call him constantly. You know why? Because I put his phone number in the live chat constantly, 417-483-2764. And you know what you can do is if you got a news article or something you want to share or you want to set up a meeting, you can send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Show me the truck, rates that you want to see on Dispatching Live, news articles that you want to see on Cars in the Move, or larger industry news that you want to see on Industry News on Tuesday nights, whatever it is. I know. I get excited. Actually, that was a really cool show. Will Morris, friend of the show. We see him at all the live shows. Very knowledgeable. And then to add him to Travis Wise, Travis's first time here on ATI. He's with Dealers Link, and he is a fireball of energy at the trade shows, at the Dealers Link booth. So to put him together with Ty live at the auction, wow, it's amazing. So if you witnessed it, wonderful. If you know somebody that maybe needs to tune in and check this out, please let them know about ATI Cars on the Move on Fridays. Please do remember to join us Tuesday night for Think Outside the Blocks with Auction V Commerce, talking about auto auctions, inventory, and helping physical auctions succeed in the digital world. That's Tuesday night. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. The sun is shining. 420, 421, 422, whatever it takes. Be safe, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much. Peace out, everybody.